listening to Welcome to the Sandbar with Connie and Michelle, where the fans live a little and love a lot.
This is Michelle.
And this is Connie. How are you guys today?
We're so excited. We're coming to you from Connie's backyard. It's a beautiful, sunny, cold afternoon here in Florida, and we have someone to thank for that. We're going to thank her for that in just a moment. But we have two special guests today, which we're so excited about.
Yep, we have Sherry Atkins from, hi. She's over from the Tampa side, not far from us, but we still don't hardly get to visit with her. Tampa tailgate, we get to meet her there and been hanging with her for a couple years now, Tortuga, different places. She is an Sherry Atkins. There's several Sherrys. So when we refer back to some Sherrys, that's the Sherry we have here today is Atkins.
Well, obviously, Kenny likes that name. He wrote a song.
I know, he did. He wrote a song just for her. But. Then we also have
Noelle.
Hello.
Noelle Campbell. She is our infamous tweeter. And she's an
awesome...
Is it tweeter or twitterer?
Well, to us, you are infamous because we are not tweeterers, tweeters, whatever you call them. So we thank you for doing our tweeting duties.
So when you're tweeting us or twittering us or whatever they call it, you're actually Noelle's who you're communicating with. But we communicate with her usually every day at some point. We all talk via Facebook or... texting or something.
On my drive home from work.
Yeah.
What is our Twitter account?
Yes.
It's welcome to the number 2 sandbar.
Awesome. Yeah. So if you're not following us,
find us. We just got 200 followers the other day.
Yay!
I was very excited about that.
That's very exciting.
Yeah. If we go to Facebook too, we never did hit our 1,000 mark. As of today, we were at 969.
We're very close.
Very close. Because we'll... get some sandbar swag if we can hit 1,000.
Nice.
Not until then. Share the page if you've obviously you've been to the page, hopefully. Yep. So share that with your friends and
family.
So
Michelle, what are we doing today?
Okay, so we are going to, since the four of us are together and we're rarely together if we're not at a show, so it's a little weird. We're waiting
we're waiting for Kenny to walk out.
Yeah. We're having our own little tailgate, but there is no show scheduled, so maybe we'll get a surprise. But we are going to take a song off of the new album, The Big Revival, and we're going to talk about why we love the song. Now, you have to understand that's very hard for all of us. How hard was it, Sherry, to pick a song?
I can't even.
Yeah. Probably changed my mind 3 or 4 times. And the more I listen to it, the harder it gets, because I like them all.
Yes.
About you, Noelle, how hard was it?
My favorite song, it's the one that stood out to me, I guess, from the first listen. I mean, I love the whole album front to back. I think it's a great and a strong album that he put out. But, yeah, my song, I guess it wasn't hard because it's definitely the one from the get-go. I'm like, it's just kind of like that sentimental favorite. So.
You, Connie?
Mine is Till It's Gone. I go back and forth.
It was hard
for
to
today,
pick a favorite.
But I go back and forth because it's difficult. So save me for last because by the time you guys get around, Till It's Gone can be changed to something. So that's why I'm last today.
Well, and I guess I'm going to go first. So, and maybe by the time we come back around, I'll have a second favorite. I do have a lot of favorite songs. I love Floribama. But for today, I chose Beer Can Chicken. It's
great
a fun
song,
right?
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. And... there we go. Just for you guys.
Along now.
And we will try not to sing for you all. We can't promise it's going to happen, but we're going to do our best.
But we're already drinking.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah.
We are
we've had a few
some
beers.
Coronas, so. But what I love about the song is it talks about being excited about something. And as I'm listening to it, it reminds me how I feel waiting and anticipating a Kenny show.
Yep.
Yes.
And obviously there are other moments in my life with my kids, but since we're all talking about
kids,
Kenny,
we're kids. We have kids.
Like when they play sporting events and things like that, I get excited to celebrate things with them. But for this purpose, it's all about Kenny. So I love how it says, you know, it seems like everything that's good in life you've got to wait for. Okay, what are we all waiting for right now?
Exactly.
We're waiting for the tour.
Yes, yes. So, more tour announcements, because we do need more tour announcements.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's just fun, you know, and I've never had beer can chicken, but in this essence...
I've never actually had it either.
You haven't?
I haven't either. I've never had beer can chicken.
Well, Connie, why aren't you making it?
What was I thinking?
Having a barbecue.
I failed. I failed you all.
Party
I'm sorry.
Did. We have Corona. We have Blue Cherry
Bay. What
would
you do if I opened my grill right now.
That
there was a beer can chicken in there. Sorry. Psych. Not going to happen.
All right. Well, you can't be perfect all the time.
We're
having
bratwurst. So.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But it's fun, and it's like it's the little things that make life worth living. And we all live very, very crazy, busy lives between work, home, kids. and just life in general. So when I hear this song, it makes me sing along. And then, of course, it just makes me feel like I feel when we're anticipating the next show. So, yes, we have a few months until the next show comes. But
and it's not really about beer, canned chicken. People think that's funny, right, Michelle? But it's not. It's not really about beer. It's about beer, canned chicken takes a while to make, to cook. So,
well, and I'm glad you brought that up, Connie, because one of my favorite things when the NSR, No Shoes Radio, did the behind-the-scenes thing, shout out to NSR.
Yes.
I love how Kenny talked about that he came up with the idea of the song because he was at Christy Hansen's family's home in Maine and about that's why he was together with them and talking how the they were making beer can chicken to show, their appreciation for the song, Happy on the Hay Now. And I just thought that was really, I love hearing the stories behind songs, so I love that story behind the song.
Well, and that's what's awesome, that we all have a little bit of a, he writes the song for what it means to him, and then we all, when we listen to songs, we interpret it to what it means to us. And in the book that came with the CD, yes, I still buy the CD, thank you.
The album. The record.
It says, it doesn't get any simpler or slower. We all live in such a rush. You forget the feeling of taking your time and letting the moment happen. And we got some great advice a while back from somebody saying, enjoy the moment. Mm-hmm. And so
living in the moment.
So that's what we all do when we're at a Kenny show. So that's why it's one of my favorite songs.
That's Beer Can Chicken
beer
review.
Beer Can Chicken.
That's the review of Beer Can Chicken. So we're going to skip on over to the next person around the table, and that is Sherry Adkins. And she has picked...
Hey, y'all. I picked Wild Child. Mm-hmm. And let's see. First, it was so hard just because the album is so great. And the more you listen to it, the more you kind of get invested in each song a little bit more. And you read the behind-the-scenes stuff or the reasons why Kenny picked that song or wrote that song. But anyway, this one kind of, I think, is just kind of like my alter ego, who I would love to be if I could just throw everything to the wind and follow my heart, just kind of put you in that... 60s hippie vibe. I just want to spin around and.
Hey,
suck
I've
it
seen
all
you spin around.
I've seen you with your man.
It's so
on the beach
you,
and, on the beach at Floribama, sister.
And in Tortuga.
And in Tortuga.
I've seen
you spinning.
Yeah, but you guys only have seen me in those. That's not how I am my everyday life.
Seriously?
Know?
In real
life?
You have that spirit of the song.
You do, it's
there. I'm
trying
to embrace it more.
Yes.
That's what I love about this song, I think. It just kind of reinforces to me that it's okay to do that. Like, who cares if somebody's watching you? As long as you're doing what you love with people that you love and you're having fun, who
live
cares?
Life. Live life to the fullest.
I love it.
And I also love Grace Potter.
Mm-hmm.
Good point.
Loved her from the first time I ever heard her on NSR before Kenny ever sang a
Oh,
note
so you
with
were
her.
Familiar with her before Kenny
oh,
brought
yeah.
her on the tour.
Well, because he played her on No Shoes Radio
yeah.
and her own music. And then when they did the duet, of course, just reinforced it. So I love her voice. I love his voice, of course. And I just, it's like heaven to me listening to them. And then just the message of the song, too.
It's a great song.
With Wild Child, I remember them... him kind of revealing a little bit about it, and I thought that was going to be a different song. It's actually more personal to him, and he said for Grace Potter later on down the road when he heard the song, it made him remember her. But he didn't, I think, ask her right away to partner because he didn't run it over redundant the duet with her. But he said he couldn't resist; he had to ask her because it was. Her.
Yeah.
It really is her. So
she has such a small, her vocals on this aren't like it is on You and Tequila. So I don't even know if you'd know it was her, really.
Well, it's kind of like when he basically just did backup on Stars on her album. Even though you hear him, it's not a major part. But they just need to keep singing songs together. Because
their voices mesh.
To be together
sound
well.
Great.
It's just
great.
Amazing.
And he always pays her such an amazing compliment about how her
I think
voice
really,
is angelic.
They're really just connected as artists.
Mm-hmm. They have.
When they sang together before. So
definitely.
So that's a review of Wild Child from Sherry. That's
so
pretty freaking awesome.
What's your second favorite song?
Yeah, if you could pick a second favorite. Oh, it's going into what Noelle's going to do.
Yeah, totally.
So it's going right into what Noelle's going to do, which is pretty awesome because we've got another good one. So, Noelle, what are you doing?
I love donut. And as we kind of talked about right before we started recording, it's kind of the one that right away was the, when I first heard it, you know, the song. I mean, When I See This Bar was like that for me on Life on a Rock. It was that song.
Amen.
That immediately,
I
just, in my head, was like, oh, my gosh. And that's what Donut has been like. And I don't know, I think it's, I like songs that tend to be a little more thoughtful. Those are the ones that really hit home for me. So this one, you know, just what it's talking about and just the sound of it, you know, when he talked about this three-part harmony with Alison Krauss, and it's just beautiful. And it kind of has that sort of church feel to it
a little bit.
Song that really makes you think about life, and I tend to get stuck in my head a little bit thinking about life, so it just kind of hits all the right notes for me. And I was just looking at the book here, and I just love this section of the lyric that says, "And I've been right, and I've been wrong, somewhere in between for so long. Lived the night, missed the light, and I've been shown it. Life has its way of keeping you strong, don't it?" And just my journey, pretty much since I started going to Kenny shows in 2011, that lyric section just hits my journey over the last few years about how life just keeps you strong, keeps you going. You've been in between, and I've definitely had that struggle. So it just kind of, it just speaks to me. So it's just the one that stands out for me.
It's such an amazing song, and his vocal on it is just, that's what I love so much about him, is his vocals. I mean, obviously you hear a song, you know,
right,
it's him, but he has such an amazing talent. And his voice is just amazing.
When I think it's songs like this, where it's him, a guitar, and slow, where it just shines, and you can hear the emotion in his song in these songs. It just, you know, yeah, the rockin' ones are great, but it's songs like this where I think you really hear him and his journey, and we all know what he's been through, so.
And that's what I loved about the behind the scenes of, was it Life on a Rock? No. Hemingway's Whiskey, where they took us behind and you saw him in the studio and you saw him singing the song. I said, that'd be ultimate, right?
Yeah.
To be able to watch him record a song.
I think I like Donut because each verse is different.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't repeat the verse because each thing represents something in your life that may have happened.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not it's direct, I can read into each verse something that happened in my life of my 45 years of life that has happened that changed my life. Donut,
exactly.
It changed my life, you know.
Different seasons of your life too,
right.
You know. But that's a great song.
It is beautiful.
Thank you for sharing that,
too.
You guys.
exciting. So it's up to me now. I have picked.
You have to pick one.
I know. I have picked Till It's Gone because I just, that really is probably my favorite song, no joke, but I have to go back and forth. So Till It's Gone is my favorite song. And I think I heard in the beginning he's going to be opening the tour with this song.
I wouldn't be surprised.
So mark Connie down for a few knowledgeable moments, because I do think I heard that in the very beginning, before the album was released, that Till It's Gone was going to be the opening song. And I remember him doing an interview, and he said before the album was released, and it was really awesome because we didn't know the songs. We didn't know the lyrics. We didn't know the melody, nothing. And I remember him saying there was a lyric in this song, and it was on radio.com or something. It was an interview. "Twirl you around till my head spins, kiss the lips, that lipstick, wear it thin, till it's gone, till it's gone. Break every rule we ever learned, kick back and watch the big wheels turn. Light up the night and let it burn, till it's gone, till it's gone." And he actually said in that interview that it was, the song is a love song. But in his version, when he sings it, it's a love song to his fans and to the audience. And it means a lot because he's saying, you know, till it's gone, I will give you everything I have till it's gone. You're worth drinking to, you know. It's just amazing. I sing the song and I just get over and over in my head.
Too.
I had to replay it like 5 times.
Well, you can just see it live.
I know.
In your head already,
I can't,
even though we haven't seen it live, you can see him singing it. And that line, burn it up, burn up the night. Yep. I mean, that's just how, it, you know, when we're at a show, it's like nothing in the world exists except for that show, that moment, and that energy in the stadium, arena, amphitheater. Yep.
It's kind of how reality was. Yeah. But this is like the newer version of it.
But so I do hope he opens with Till It's Gone. But you know, we'll see. But that's what I heard, I think, in an interview in the very beginning. I mean, literally before months before the album was released, that he was going to open with that. And, you know, things could change. But I think it would be a good opening song.
It would be a great song.
You know, if you listen to the lyrics of it, it's he's saying, I'm going to be here on this stage till it's gone, till we just can't, you know, still hold it on.
Oh, Connie said it.
I mean, you just, me and you still holding on right down to the very last song. I mean, think about it. Can you not hear him singing that in the opening of the tour? So I hope, that's my hope, is that's what happens. So that's my review of Till It's Gone.
Well, my hope is with this album, and the past couple albums, I feel like he really hasn't played a lot of them, but I think this album is so strong. I'm really hoping he'll play more of this album
and get rid of some of the...
I kind of feel like lately the lineup is... The set list has been more of a greatest hits plus some of the new songs. I'd rather it be new songs than some of the greatest hits. Yeah. There's so many good songs that'll be great live on this album that I want him to play these songs live.
Okay, wouldn't it be the ultimate to have like him just do a concert with all the new songs?
I think this whole album could be played as a concert.
Oh, easily.
It would add all the right notes. It has the slow, it has the fast.
Exactly.
Because
you go with the slow and then you can pump up the crowd. So I'm going to put us all on the spot. I'm not sure what I'm going to come up with.
Michelle.
So I'm going to go last since I went first.
See, now you two know what I go through. Connie goes through.
What song would you be okay with him getting rid of?
Yeah,
getting
on the tour. Of? Like on the.
I know, it's hard.
Big
is there
star.
A big star? That was Sherry's
big star.
Boat. Sherry's boat.
That is kind of odd that he plays that. I mean, we as fans, I don't think, are as big a lover of that song as he thinks we are.
It's
sometimes.
Actually a fun song.
It's a
the
fun
video
song.
Is fun
it's
and everything,
okay,
but
yeah.
There's better songs
yeah.
to play.
Yeah, I mean, he's had way
think?
Lots of good ones
get
since
rid
then.
Of, oh, gosh.
He has said he will always sing that.
I know,
so
he will always.
See.
I think
so that's
that song
okay.
It's one
that.
Of those that it just needs to be done. It's one of those things that it just needs to be done.
I could live without
it. It's so much fun
it.
Live. And it's cheesy as all get out,
but
it's just so
that.
Much fun.
Yeah, yeah.
I could live without that one.
But
that'd be my vote.
I could probably get rid of. I can't think now. I could probably get rid of Beer in Mexico. I love that song,
but
I think for other songs, I think
we could replace it with something.
Yeah, I could do without that. And not
that's been the opener a lot, right?
Yeah. So that being said, we're going to close
up.
No, I didn't click.
Okay.
No way, you're not getting that.
I can't pick one.
She tried to skate right out.
Oh, I don't know what he could drop. I really don't.
What song do you go to the bathroom? Like when it comes on, what song you need to go to
Big
the bathroom?
Big Red Ball. I will go to the bathroom because it's like, oh my God, I've heard that like 30 times. But I love the
she's
song.
Got it all.
But if I could, if I have to pee really, really bad, I will leave during that song. But that's it. So.
See, I try to time my bathroom breaks better so I don't have to go.
I know. Yeah, and normally I don't. Normally I do not leave your show to go to the bathroom. Thank you, Michelle. But
it's
happened.
That's where depends come in. No, I'm just
kidding. It has happened. I've had to leave to go to the bathroom.
Well, what
it's very
you?
Rare. Yeah, Michelle.
I think it'd be Tractor.
Yeah.
As much as it's been a mainstay. Yeah. And
It could go. We understand why he does it. But
if he didn't do it, it's not like I'd be mad.
Yeah. Be heartbroken. I can't believe
he didn't
play
Tractor.
But I love like when he's like every now and then, you know, he changes it up depending, you know. Where he's at and how he's feeling, and when he added Old Blue Chair in Jacksonville and all that stuff, I was
last year because I got to see Old Blue Chair twice. Oh, no.
I wish that was
2012.
Amazing.
I saw it in Nashville.
Somewhere with
and
You
is
my thing.
Like,
when he plays Somewhere with You, I just die.
Yes,
so.
Connie freaks out.
I saw
it
when I went to Red Rocks in 2011.
Oh, I can only
I was
imagine.
At the third
at
show,
Red Rocks.
He did Somewhere with You, and seriously, Clayton on that. Solo during that song, that place was gonna burn down because of the solo. And I have video. I shouldn't say that, but I have video of it, and it's awesome.
Yes,
we'll have to watch that later.
Another thing he did one time in Tampa at the amphitheater. I want to say it was 5 years ago or 6 years ago. I just went and I really just bought tickets that mega ticket where I got tickets to all the different shows. Oh, so wow. Kenny was part of the group of tickets. And we went, and he played Me and You. Mm. Oh, my gosh. I freaked out. Everybody in the whole section where I was at was like, what is wrong with this girl? I'm like, he's not never played this, like, ever. I've never heard him play this live. And so that was, like, a treat. So if he just throws out songs like that, I'm happy. Yeah, that's just
and
randomly.
Of
you know?
Random songs. Because, you know, in 2011, my first show, Kenny's show, was 2011. I went to the St. Paul show, which was, like, the fourth show of the tour. It was an arena show. And that year, you know, everybody heard about this video for 7 days, but nobody ever got to see it.
Yes.
I got to see it because he played 7 days at that show.
Wow. So they played
the video.
The video.
And I vaguely, you know, I was
yeah, because that was, he supposedly went to
Maine
or wherever and videoed that. Ah.
He did play the 7 days at that
show. Noel's got some scoop.
Awesome. But he also played 3 hours that night because it was the night before his birthday. So he wanted to play till midnight and it would be his
birthday.
And so they threw out the set list at one point and they did like,
there's so much.
Claim to Pride and Joy. They did YouTube. Choose With or Without You. Tambo came out. It was an amazing show.
Did you video all that?
No, so I was like way across the arena. I did take some videos, but you can't.
Now, what possessed you to go to that first show?
I wasn't hugely in the country until about 2006. I got into Keith Urban, and then I moved home to Minnesota from Arizona in 2007, and that's when I started listening to country radio. And then 2011. It was really weird. I was really on the fence about Kenny. I was like, I like the songs on the radio, but I was like, eh, that was all about Keith Urban. But then he, a year off in 2010, so then when he announced he was coming in 2011, all my friends, the friends I go to shows with, we heard he was coming, and I always heard he put on a good show, so I'm like, yeah, let's get tickets and go. And I
was blown away.
Before the show, I had his two greatest hits albums and Hemingway's Whiskey, and I'd listened to those enough. And then after the show, I literally the next day pretty much downloaded the rest, except for the first couple albums, I downloaded the whole discography.
Leading into that with Noel, we are going to do another podcast while we're all together, but we're going to be talking about Noel and when we met Noel.
Yeah, just last year.
Yep, so we're going to cut now because this is it for the album of Big Revival Review.
And if you have not, which obviously if you're listening to this, you bought the album.
You better have bought the album.
Shape, whether it's digitally downloaded, you've got the old CD and you put, but if you haven't gotten it, get it. Yes.
Move swiftly.
Walmart. It's by far one of his best albums in a long, long time. Yeah. So.
The year off. Was worth
it was. So I think we should close up and we're going to have some brats and some more beer. Me and Michelle are drinking Virgin Islands mango beer.
Yes, we are.
And Noelle's drinking and Sherry drinking Coronas, but we are going to whip out the
Blue Chair Bay.
Probably in about 2 minutes as soon as we hang up with you guys.
And we're
going
to listen to a little No Shoes Radio, so that'll get us through.
Gotta gotta have No Shoes Radio when you're together.
We love, and that's what we're also excited about the tour is we get to see the NSR guys next year. Woo-hoo. So it's been way too long. So thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. Share the love for us. Share this with your friends and family. And until next time, we're out.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.